Up next, violence in the Asian country of Afghanistan. The United States is one day away from the Biden administration's deadline to get all American combat forces out of Afghanistan. On Sunday, U.S. Central Command said it had launched an airstrike against the ISIS-K terrorist group. An American drone targeted a car that was believed to be carrying at least one terrorist bomber and explosives. U.S. officials said they stopped the threat, though witnesses say several civilians were also killed in the strike. This was America's second attack against ISIS-K terrorists. The first killed two fighters late last week in another part of Afghanistan, according to U.S. officials. ISIS-K has been blamed for last Thursday's terrorist attack at Hamid Karzai International Airport in the Afghan capital of Kabul. 170 people were killed in the bombing, in addition to 13 American service members. Yesterday, U.S. President Joe Biden attended a somber event at Dover Air Force Base in Delaware. He met with the families of a U.S. Army soldier, a U.S. Navy corpsman, and 11 U.S. Marines who were killed in the terrorist attack. With continued threats from terrorists and a quick takeover by the Taliban, Afghanistan's militant Islamist rulers, there have been urgent evacuations and floods of refugees as people try to get out of Afghanistan.